If you've biked up the Clark Street cycle path, you probably know the school building at 5611 Rue Clark, a grand, imposing building just south of Bernard, on the block when the incline when you're biking up from downtown ends and you can finally catch your breath. But did you know that that building is planning to open its doors and become a community center right in the heart of the Mile End?
It all started with a phone call.
Marie-Lou Houdon-Wo is Vice President of Development and Leasing at the Société de Développement Angus, known as the SDA. They're a nonprofit real estate developer, one of the few large-scale ones in the city. And they're the ones who got the call to redevelop the building.
So this project started 2 years ago when we were called to look at if we were able to help save the kindergarten, Alexis Le Trotteur, that has been in the building for the past 40 years.
The kindergarten was threatened with eviction by the CSSDM, Montreal's Francophone School Board, who are looking to sell the mostly empty school building.
Nous, on vit sous une menace d'expulsion du Centre de services scolaires de Montréal depuis 2018.
Guy Arsenault is the former director of the kindergarten. He says they've lived under threat of eviction since 2018. But it was 2022 when the CSSDM officially announced they were evicting the kindergarten from the building they've been housed in for over 40 years. He says they tried to find another spot in the neighborhood to move, but housing 80 kids wasn't easy. That's when they had the idea. Why not keep the building, buy it, and transform it into a community space? Our goal is for the building, which already belonged to the community as a school, to stay with the community. The SDA is in the final stretches of finalizing the sale, and has found financing for the project to try and keep rents affordable in the long run and bear the brunt of the renovations. The next step is finding other tenants and working together on what the building will look like.
Let's say the last month and a half confirmed that there's hundreds of organizations that need some spaces.
David Gopi Kaufman is co-founder of Mangrove. They're a nonprofit that brings together groups in society for common projects. And they've been mandated by the SDA to reach out to community groups, hold these consultations and workshops where future tenants can plan and envision their needs for the space.
Our objective at the end of the day with the architect who are NUS is to design a space that optimizes the use so that the organization can optimize the rent, so it keep it affordable.
Back in February, they held public presentations about the project, and about 50 organizations took part in a set of workshops last week. Gopi Kaufman says that many of the groups hail from the Mile End, and many work in the arts, giving lots of opportunity for collaboration and shared space.
There's artists that want to be near with a community organization to be inspired by the needs and the challenges of the community. And that was very interesting in the workshop, because you want to bring together organizations that look alike, but at the end of the day, it's the collaboration with other ecosystems that is the most meaningful.
They're still early in the planning process, and groups who are looking to expand can still get involved. For Arsenault, the project is exciting because it's not just for the kindergarten. It's for a neighborhood that needs more community spaces.
For
community groups, finding accessible space in the Mile End is almost impossible. So opening up that space for sure is a plus. And the building gets to keep its community function. It stays with the collective. I think it's awesome. While there's been interest from groups across the city, Gopi Kaufman says that organizations based in the Mile End will have a bit of a leg up when the final decisions get made.
At the end of the day, between two organizations, we will choose the one that have the more impact for the local community.
Still, he says, at the end of the day, it's the kids in the neighborhood who are top of mind.
We do all of it, all this process, all this mobilization, all those workshops, because at the end of the day, we're trying to find a way to keep the building alive there, to keep the CPA at the center of the community of the Mile End.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bigel with the Local Journalism Initiative.